blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, ye of salvation, purchase of God, moon of the Spirit, lost in me. Oh, this is my story, this is my, oh, my soul praising my Savior over the Lord. This is my story, this is my, oh, my soul praising my Savior over the Lord. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now based on my, oh, my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, oh, from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of me. This is my story, this is my, oh, my soul praising my Savior over the Lord. This is my story, this is my, oh, my soul praising my Savior. Oh, perfect submission, all in that grace, I in my Savior, I'm happy and blessed.
Oh, I'm happy, happy, watching and waiting, watching and waiting,
looking above,
looking above,
filled with His goodness, lost in His love.
Oh, this is my story,
this is my
story, oh, my soul
praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story,
oh, my story,
this is my song,
oh, my song
praising my Savior all the day.
Oh, this is my story,
this is my story, this is my song,
oh,
praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song,
oh, my song
praising my Savior all the day long.
Please give me the words for the second verse. Praise the Lord. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now best on my side. Angels descending, bringing from above echoes of mercy and whispers of love. This is my story. Praise the Lord. This evening, do you have a story? Oh, I have a story. Praise the Lord. My story is, and it came to pass when Moses held up his hands, amen, that Israel prevailed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And when he let it down his hand, Amalekite prevailed.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's my story.
Hallelujah.
This evening, that when Moses' hands are up,
amen,
oh, the children of God prevail. But when it is down, the enemies prevail. Amen. And so why should we put our hands down tonight? My brother, let's raise up our hands. That the enemy will come down and say, Lord, I thank you, my hands are up. Oh, just pray and say, Lord, my hands are up. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Tonight, oh Lord, our hands are raised. And every works of the enemy, Satan, is brought down. Our hands are raised against powers and principalities. Our hands are raised against sickness. Our hands are raised against anything that is of the devil. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we bless you, Lord. Our hands are up. And there's a sign of victory. Sign of victory. The enemy is falling. It's falling. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the victory that you won on Calvary. We bless your name, Lord. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Our hands are up towards oh, the mighty God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Our hands will remain up, oh Lord. Our hands will never come down. Our hands will never come down. Our hands will always be up towards our victory, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Glory be to your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Because you have won the victory for us, Lord. Oh, what can we say again? Thank you, Lord Jesus. I bless you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the victory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I bless your name. I bless your name. Oh, I give you honor. Oh, I give you praise. Oh, you are the light. Oh, the truth, the way. Oh, yes, I bless your name. Oh, Lord Jesus, I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. Oh, I bless your name. Oh, I bless your name. Oh, I give you all. Oh, I give you praise.
You are the life, the truth, the way.
Oh, we bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name.
Oh, do you bless him tonight?
I bless your name. Oh, hallelujah.
I give you honor. Oh, who else do you want to give honor to?
I give you praise.
Who do you want to praise?
You are.
He's the only one.
We give you praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You are the light, the truth, and the way. Oh, I bless your name.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening. We bless your name, O Lord. We give you the honor. We give you the praise because you are the life, the truth, and the way. Lord, tonight we've come to your presence, Lord. And our story is that, Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the God that created the universe.
Hallelujah.
You are everything, O Lord Jesus. And tonight, we come with all lowliness and with all humility to sit at your feet and hear from you, O God. Father, even as we turn to your word, we pray the Lord you bless your word. Sanctify it to God. Let it be, O Lord Jesus, a spiritual food for us. We want to take closer walk with you, O Lord. We want to be like you, God. We want, Lord Jesus, be obedient, under obedience, Lord, unto every word that you have spoken. So tonight, Lord, prepare our hearts, Lord, as we hear from you. Let the blessings be our portion. We remember, Lord, our brethren who are not here. We commit all of them into your hands. Father, you know why they are not here. Lord, let them receive the same blessings of God. Let it be their portion. We ask all this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. And as you sit, just remember me in prayer. I don't know what is it, whether it is cold or it is whatever it is. But amen. Amen. But praise be to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My hands were raised this evening, so the enemy could not put any hindrance on my way. Amen. To come to the house of God. Amen. Amen. So I thank you, all of you, for your prayers.
Amen.
That it has made it possible for us to be here tonight. Tonight, Brother Vegas, where is Sister Igrida? She's working. I wish. And Brother Mike, where is Sister? Okay. Because you come here without your other half, I need to ask. Amen. Because I see Brother George just making me to know that he came with his own half. And Brother Pele is in the east and his half in the west. Oh, praise the Lord. Because tonight, I wanted everybody to contribute to tonight's meeting. I come with the women ministry, the third part and the final part. And I want everybody to talk tonight. Tara, you talk tonight. You go to ask why. Women, why women, why women, why we don't do this, why we don't do that.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Anyway, women's ministry.
Amen.
That's the responsibility of our dear sisters.
Amen.
Let's turn to the reading of the word. We shall first turn to we shall first turn to 1 Timothy 2, and we shall be reading from 12 to 15. 12 to 15. Let's hear the word of God. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Amen. 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 Then our second reading will be Revelation 2, 18 to 20. Revelation 2, 18 to 20. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be even more than the first. Notwithstanding, another notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Dear Heavenly Father, we've read your word of God. Lord, here is a subject that has been a confusion amongst a lot of Christians, but Father, we know that your word, there is no confusion. Because, Lord, your word tells us you are not the author of confusion. Amen. It is we that have confused ourselves. Father, we sit tonight to hear from the Holy Spirit of God bringing to us the truth and the way. We thank you tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless your word, Lord, as we sit to hear from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We will be seated. I thank God that the coffin has just vanished.
Amen.
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 Because it was disturbing. It is the whole of the day. Praise God. Amen. Yes, let's look at our our reading, especially the 1 Timothy verse 2:15. It said, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Amen. Praise the Lord. This scripture, a lot of people have been just tossing it left and right. I went to the internet and looked for what people have explained. And do you know that somebody said this scripture, a complete church or a religious fellowship, said this very text is very difficult to explain. I said, oh, thank God that we have a prophet.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, notwithstanding, he shall be saved in childbearing. Other people put it that as many that you bear, you have to bear more children. That's the meaning. Then you'll be saved. Oh. Praise the Lord. So anyone that has one child will not be saved. Praise the Lord. Well, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing. As to take the burden of a child upon you. Praise the Lord. Bringing up your children in the fear of God.
Amen.
Bringing up your children in the right way. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That means our women, one of your ministry is to teach the children.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
To teach them.
Hallelujah.
And then when we look at our subject tonight, that's women's ministry, we want to pick, we've talked about why women should not preach. And then our second one was the virtuous woman, a virtuous woman. Now we go to look at the other side of it, the opposite side of it. And the other name, any other name that comes out is the name of Jezebel. Praise the Lord. We have a lot of virtuous women. You see, Ruth is one of them that Boaz said, you, let's turn to the book of Ruth. I think, and read what is there. We are, it's just a, something like a teaching service tonight, so that anybody, everybody can just add to what we are studying tonight. Amen. Somewhere in the book of Ruth, it said, Boaz said something about Ruth. If you see it, then you tell us. Boaz said something about Ruth. Okay, Ruth 3. Ruth 3, let's read from verse 9. 3:9. Ruth 3:9. Let's read from that place to 11. It said, and he said, who art thou? When, you know, Ruth went to sleep on the feet of Boaz. And when he woke up in the night, he asked, and he said, who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. Now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city, listen, for all the city of my people do know that thou art a virtuous woman. Amen. Amen. The whole city knew Ruth. Oh, praise God. Amen. So we, in our women's ministry, the second part, we talked about virtuous women. But now, let's look at the opposite side so that it will be a guide to you. Praise the Lord. So the only one that we can pick now is Jezebel. Praise the Lord. Jezebel, the woman Jezebel. So, let me read something from the prophet here. Now, Jezebel, that's a name. And it makes everybody shiver. Just to say Jezebel. Then people begin to what? Shiver. Why? Why should they? It wasn't the name Jezebel that made her what she was. Jezebel was a name anyone else could give to her daughter. It's a name that anyone can give to his or her daughter, Jezebel. And so it is not the name that made her what she was. Praise the Lord. that it wasn't the name that made her. It was her sin that made her what she was. Your name doesn't make what you are. It is your character that makes you. Your character molds you and makes you what you are. Praise the Lord. Your character. That's what sings a lot. It's not the name. That's what the prophet said here. And now listen. He said, now Jezebel was perhaps just a very lovely little child. Like any young girl just growing up, a little girl like Elsie. See? Just growing up. Any little girl growing up. That was how Jezebel also was. Innocent. You see it? Just take notice of this thing. Jezebel wasn't how she was when he was born. She was what? She was a wicked woman. No. She was just as frail, innocent girl, like Elsie sat sitting there. Amen. So what made her what she is? What made her to become what she was? Her character? Okay. But how come that character? She worshiped false gods. Well, somebody have said she worshiped false gods. The training. Thank you, my sister over there. Maybe my wife have answered and you may think that I told her the answer. Oh, praise the Lord. I never discussed with her. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. You see, so the training, that's why I said women's ministry. The training, praise God. The bringing, that's childbearing, bringing up children. Talking about childbearing. It's not just bringing up children 10, 20, 40. Oh, so then you'll be saved. That's not it. But even one, the way how you bring her up, bring him up. That's what he's talking about here. Praise the Lord. Women's ministry. The men, you think it's not, you are not part. We are talking about women's ministry, but you are part. So don't look at your wife. Say, don't tell your wife, are you listening? Brother Mike. He said, now, Jezebel was perhaps just a lovely little girl at one time. She was bounced around her mother's knees and probably with her dad, just like any other little girl, you see. And never did that papa and mama ever think that her name would go down in history as one of the outstanding examples of cruelty and sin. Papa and mama never thought it, that she was going to grow up to become that cruel. Praise the Lord. So little Jezebel, when she was a little girl hopping around home, skipping, playing, jumping the ropes and whatever little girls do. You see? Little did anybody think that that little girl was going to grow up to be that as she was, as we hear of him, of her. Amen. But then, what made her what she was? That was the question I asked. Is the kind of teaching she got at home. Amen. The kind of teaching she got at home. And what was the teaching she got at home? Let's look at it. I've brought up something to myself. I just wrote all these things down. You see, I started. It is the kind of teaching you administer to a child. That's number one. And then the kind of program literatures and characters that the child watches. Praise God. You allow the child to watch some program literatures and characters, those things that she watches. My sisters, I'm talking about your ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you got to watch what your child watches or what you provide for them to watch. If a child growing up begins to watch Bob Marley, you see him doing everything like Bob Marley. He'll be singing Bob Marley songs. Isn't it true?
Right.
Whatever she'll be watching. If she has been watching what do we call it? Fashion shows. They walk like cats. You see her also. You are walking like a cat in the house. See? So anything he's watching, she begins to also what? Do the same thing. So teachers, my women teachers, watch those things that the children are watching. The devil has programmed a lot of literatures that has some spirit behind. The characters, they are spirits. And the children can catch it easily. Praise the Lord. And then the next one is the kind of playing objects. That's toys. These toys. That's the child's disposal. These even toys that you provide for your children. You got to watch it carefully. Praise the Lord. If you give him a toy pistol, you've been hearing, especially in the U.S., a little child killing his or her own little brother or sister. Because you've bought a toy pistol and he has been put in here, just papa, papa, papa. So when they see the papa's own, the original one, they take it, papa, papa, and then trigger, boom, he kills someone. See? So you go to watch even their playing objects. All those things, they have spirit behind. So, my dear sisters, teachers at home, take notice of that. And then, parents, I'm coming on you. Your own language in the house. Your own language in the house. The children pick. They take it up. If it is abusive, they will grow out to be abusive. Amen. Parents in the house, if it is abusive, they become abusive also. They learn. If it is complimentary, they also take it. Thank you. Please. So if Sister Lily, please, Daddy, please, my Lord, I would say also, please, when you have to also tell her, please. Eh? Okay? Praise the Lord. So the child also went and said, ah, you want something, you also come, please. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, today I'm picking on people. I pick on Sister Gloria. I like the way she speaks to the children. Amen. Sometimes when the child does something, said, "Ah, you've made me sad." Just for the child to know that what she did is not a business. Amen. Oh, you've made me this. So the children are picking. The last time she told me something, and I knew definitely she spoke it. And the child also took it to, you know, her GP. Praise the Lord. Stacy was not feeling well. So the mother took her to see the GP. And Elsie insisted that she will also go. But you are not sick. She said, I'll go. Huh? So when they went to the concert, the doctor asked, but you are okay. Well, why you came here? He said, my heart is broken. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. The doctors laughed and laughed. Your heart is broken. Yeah, you see? She doesn't understand it. Because maybe the mommy said, ah, what you are doing, my heart is broken. I know, Sister Gloria, that's how she speaks with her children. So I know she spoke it. And the child pick it. And look at where she went to also say it. At the GP. He said, but you are not, are you sick? He said, yes. Where? He said, my heart is broken. Eh? Look at her, small girl. She doesn't understand what my heart is broken. Eh? But because of the language that was being spoken in the house, she picks it and also she says it. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the language in the house, watch. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch the language because they pick everything. The next thing you teach us at home, my dear sisters, you are on your ministry. You got to watch as the children they pray with. Your area. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't allow them to play with the other children, but to watch the children they play with. Amen. If their character is not right, try to make them know where to play. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Don't speak evil to them that, you know, this boy or this girl is like this, is that. No. Don't speak it that way. But find a way how to what prevent them from playing with those bad characters. But don't point to them that this is like this, is like that. He's picking that also. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And she also will start talking about people. She's like this, she's like this, she's like this. Praise the Lord. And we'll be growing up with it. The next place is where? Who can tell me? From home and then outside your compound? Amen. The next place will be where? Where they pick things. School. School. Who's at school? Who said it? Joshua. Joshua. Ah. School. My brother, my sister, they pick a lot of what? Characters. Lot. So anytime they return from school, watch them closely. When you begin to hear them say, hey, Charlie, hey, shut him down. What, Charlie? Oh, man, what? Shut him down. That's not a good language. Praise the Lord. And then sometimes even watch the way how they walk. Because they've seen one boy there, the way how, so he comes home, he also will be working like that boy or that girl in the school. See? All they say, you have to be watching closely. Women's ministry. Be watching closely, my brother, my sisters. And then, another thing. When, watch the things when sometimes they demand. Daddy, can you buy this thing for me? I want this. I want it. Watch it closely because they've seen in the school the one, his classmate has it. So even what they ask for, watch closely. If it is not right, don't find a substitute. You see, when children ask something, don't just throw them off. No. But the whole thing is, look, why don't you take this instead of this? This is better. So if you see that they need something, find a substitute. Amen. A better substitute. Amen. To take the place of what they are asking.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so we come to Jezebel. He said, it is the kind of teaching you listen to. She was taught to hate God. See? Jezebel was taught to hate God. I'm reading from the prophet now. Jezebel was taught to hate God, Jehovah. See? And she was taught to hate God and God's people. And that hatred was what? Filled into her heart. And it made her what she was. Praise the Lord. You see? Teaching. And today there is a group of people that they are very good at that. They teach their children right from the beginning. These people, they are evil. These people, they are infidels. These people, they are unbelievers. Right from the beginning, they pump those things into their, what? To their ears. And you know what I'm talking about already. Praise the Lord. They teach them evil, evil till when somebody will strap himself with explosives and just go and kill people. All because of what? The teachings. How could you just strap yourself with what? Explosives. And go and it's what? It's hate. Amen. Teaching of hate. Amen. That is why I was telling you in the first place that don't say, if you don't want them to play with a particular child or group of children, don't say, these people, they are like this. These people, no. That's not the right way of teaching.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just find a way how to prevent them from playing with what? Those group of people.
Amen.
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 Are you enjoying it?
Amen.
Any question? Tara, any question? Oh. You lie, you are not telling the truth. You have questions, I know. Apart from the first teachings up to this third one, if you have any question, okay, I want to ask you a question then. He said, why should a woman keep silence in the church? So that means when they come, they just start to sit down silent. Okay, no question. I'm asking you a question now. Sharon. Can you explain to us? Yeah. Why should women keep silent? What's the meaning? You don't know. Then why did you ask? Praise the Lord. What kind of it? Yeah. So who can tell us what kind of silence he's talking about? So that means women come. You shouldn't even say amen. Is that so? Then what does silence mean? Then he said, if you want to know anything, you ask your husband in the house. They can sing for that one, yes. They can testify. They can come and sing specials. That's not silence. They are speaking. Okay, someone said teaching as preaching. Okay, I take that one as one. Then what else? Why? What kind of silence? Praying. Eh? To pray. That's one thing. You see, when it comes to anything concerning the church, spiritual matters, not that you are not spiritual. Praise the Lord. But when it comes to talking about, or the church wants to meet and talk about how the church should progress, which people they call? Is the minister and the deacons and the trustees and all this, is there any woman among them? Praise the Lord. You understand it? So that's that area, they are kept what? Silent. And so if they want to know anything, they ask their husbands in the house. Praise the Lord. Though whatever decision that the deacons and the trustees and the ministers will meet and bring it, they bring it to the church. Praise the Lord. Unless... maybe as I'm standing here, I can ask, like I asked sister to a question. He can what? Answer that question. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But when it comes to what? Matters that are spiritual concerning the growth of the body of Christ. They have to. If you have anything, you tell your husband. Praise God. Tell your husband. Your husband can bring what? Those things. If the whole church is meeting, always the men are supposed, that's why we have men's meeting, are supposed to talk. But sisters, you have to keep silent here. Sister will stand up. You see, one thing we got to do is that, you see, the other day, the brother here, no. That's not allowed for my dear sisters. Praise God. So that was just, by the way, I just brought into... yeah.
On the other hand, is there any way where we may do contribute to the development of church or the work of the church?
Oh, yes. That's what I'm saying. A woman like the woman at the well... when she met with the Lord Jesus Christ and she saw that this is the Messiah, what did she do? She went to the city to testify, praise the Lord, that come and see, is it not this the Messiah, the one that we are waiting for, the one that we have been hearing? Praise the Lord. But that people take it that she went to preach. But she didn't go and preach. She went to what? Testify. So that's what you say. And when she testified, let's take that village as a church. You know what happened? It moved the church. It moved the city or the village. The scripture says it moved the people to run to what? To the world to see for themselves. Praise God. And when they have heard from Christ's mouth, They said, of the truth, now we believe. And you know what happened? They asked Jesus to stay with them for 2 days. Jesus stayed with them in the village for 2 days. It's in the scripture. Praise God. Amen. See, the single thing that the woman did. Praise the Lord. It brought Christ right into the village to stay with them for 2 days. Healing them and giving them what? The word of God. But she didn't go to preach. So women can contribute in many ways. Yes.
In the church of Moses, Miriam organized the women to play tambourine.
Right.
They could play the guitar or organ or sing songs or play the...
Does it? Well, brother, the other day I was just saying that there's a certain minister I know. My wife knows that minister. She was so proud. He was so proud, he brought a picture for me to know that he has been ordained. And you know what the picture? A woman's hand upon him and he was on his knees. Oh, my brother. How could that be? You see? She was not preaching, but she was doing what? She administering what? Prayer upon what? A man. See, the man on his knees. But he said, you shouldn't usurp authority. A woman should not usurp authority over what? Over the man. So, my brother, how can you allow a sister to just lay hands upon the whole church? It is what? It's administering what? Administering the word of God. Praise the Lord. Yes. Huh? In the workplace. Well, you see, at workplace, you know, we are doing Pharaoh's job. Hmm? And the world has appointed women to be head here and there. So maybe where you are working, even the highest edition is what? Is a woman. You see, that is what? A different part of what? Is what? Another, what do you call it? That's politics, another spirit altogether. Praise the Lord. It's another spirit altogether. But Pharaoh's job, as we are here, we definitely cannot what? Refuse to do what? Pharaoh's job. Because everything, though we are in this world, we are not part of it. We are living in a higher realm. Praise the Lord. And so, the question is, he said we should obey what? The orders of what? Of the governors. Hmm? When Jesus, they tested him, that is it right for us to give tribute to Caesar? Huh? What did Jesus say? Give me what? A coin. And when the coin was given to him, he said, whose superscription is on it? He said, Caesar. He said, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and give unto the Lord what is the Lord's. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So you give unto what? Caesar what is Caesar's, and give unto the Lord what is the Lord's. My sister, have you answered? God bless you. Praise God. So, my God. this I had to get a printer and print my work now because it disturbs me all the time. Now let's see about we've talked about a little about Jezebel. Jezebel, because of what? The teaching she had at home. When she was born, she was just what? An innocent girl, not knowing anything. But the teachings that she was given, that brought her up to become what she was. Cruel. Let's see. Now I'm coming to ask my sisters a question. You know the story, one of the story of Jezebel, that there was a man called Naboth. And Naboth had a what? A vineyard. And this vineyard belongs to what? Their family. And it has been handed over all these ages. Then Ahab, who is the husband of Jezebel, saw that Naboth's vineyard is such a very nice vineyard, and if he could get it. So he asked Naboth if he could give him his vineyard. He felt that because he was the king, when he says anything, the people had to what? Had to obey. But Naboth stood his grounds because it was their law that what belongs to the family, it should not what? Be handed out. So he stood on that principles and said no to Ahab. Praise the Lord. Now let's read something. And we saw that Ahab became upset. So Jezebel found her husband one day got a kind of upset. And this is one of the challenges of women's ministry. So I want to ask my sisters, if one day you see your husband really upset, what are you going to do? Yes. Sister Lily said, you pray. You pray. Huh? Your husband is upset. Then you go to your corner and pray. Okay, it's good. You pray that he comes back to himself, isn't it? Oh, yes. Your husband is upset. Huh? You have to ask why. Amen. That's one point. Yes? Oh, praise the Lord. Your husband is upset, my dear sister. What are you going to do? Sister Gloria, one day you see that Mike is so upset. He will not eat. Because that's what the Bible said. He won't eat. So what are you going to do? Sometimes, yeah, men, when...
To learn from that experience, and sometimes when a man is angry, he'll be silent. Or they avoid it. They are silent.
Anyway, there's a scripture answer anyway. Praise the Lord. You have understand what you are saying. It's very true. Some sisters, that's why the sisters are finding it difficult to answer this question. But some say, oh, please, Lord, please, just leave me alone. So you leave him alone. Sharon, you are coming. What will you do? Taya, you are coming. What will you do? You don't know. So for the whole day and next day, you are here and he's here. Praise the Lord. Well, the only answer we can get from the Bible is that, likewise ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of their wives. Praise the Lord. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Chaste conversation. Look, my sisters, God has given you some kind of what? That gift. That gift. Conversation. So, go to him. Begin to find something that interests him. Something that is very important, something that interests him. Then begin to bring that subject to draw him away from what has made him what? Upset. You get the point? Praise the Lord. Something that interests him. You bring that topic. Begin to raise it. He will not be, initially, he will not just be like, he's not taking what? Notice. Brother, I'm telling you, it's something that is very important to you. Something that you really, you see, when you are upset and your wife begins to talk those things. You see, the issue that we were talking the other day. See, let him get him out from that condition that he is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. By bringing in something that will interest him. Amen. Something that is of interest. You know your husband. What actually interests him? Praise God. And then you see that he will be coming slowly. And then even you see that he will begin to ask you a question. Have you gotten something out of it? And then you see that he begins to forget about whatever is worrying him. But let's look at Jezebel. How she handled it. He said, now, when Naboth will not give his family land. Ahab began to pine and running and fell across the bed. And the little Jezebel, like a little butterfly, came and got him upon her lap and said, now dear, what's wrong with you? I'm reading from the prophet. Amen. So now dear, what is wrong with you? Oh, Naboth wouldn't let me have his vineyard. She said, don't worry, I will get it for you. Who is the ruler of this kingdom anyhow? See how she handled the issue.
Amen.
Who is the king?
Hallelujah.
After all, who is the king? And we know what happened. She set up people to do what? To go and kill Naboth. That is what? A wrong ministry. Praise God. Maybe you find out why your husband is upset. You got to find a positive way.
Amen.
Even if it is being angry with someone or because somebody has done something really painful to him. for that man, that's the way, that's how he is. That's how he is. No, my brother. No, my sister. Bring him back to the word.
Amen.
Amen. Let him know that, look. You know, sometimes when I get a little bit off, you know what my wife tells me? Say, hey, pastor. So immediately she says that I come back to myself. Oh, praise the Lord. See? Because it reminds me that you are standing here teaching virtues. Then you are trying to be so immediately it reminds me, hey, pastor. I begin to I just run away from it completely. Then I come back to myself, you see. So you got to find a way,
Amen. My
dear sisters, to minister to your husband.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
How to find a way to minister to them when they are upset, the way that you can bring them back. Praise God.
Amen.
By referring to nothing but what? The word of God.
Amen.
Said, remember the word. Said, don't let the sun go down over your what? Your anger.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Any question? Women's ministry. My sisters, are you getting everything? Praise the Lord. Tonight, I will stop here as we have some few minutes that we will pray. Praise God. Tonight wasn't a prayer meeting. It was just to close up this women's ministry. Sister Ingrid has been asking, because I said there will be a third part, and she has been asking me all the time, when is the third part coming? Today I'm really, though she has gone to work, she's not here. I know the husband, what brother? Okay. My brother will let her know. Brother Paul, you tell your mommy what. She can play this and listen also. God bless you. So, brethren, we thank the Lord that there are always answers to every situation that comes our way. And this book has all the answers.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It has all the answers to answer everything.
Amen.
And there's a scripture that says that he said, I will give you a mouth. Praise God. I will give you a mouth that no one can gainsay, that no one can challenge. Praise the Lord. Oh, the person I mentioned her name, she just entered. Oh, praise the Lord. Sister, welcome. So there is always an answer to every situation.
Amen.
So, my sisters, as you hold on to your ministry, don't let this book depart from you. Don't do anything outside this book.
Amen.
It is only by this book you can answer every situation. You can contain every situation. And you will be able to do what? To bring up your children in the fear of God.
Amen.
The childbearing.
Amen.
And he said, what did our scripture said? He said, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing.
Amen.
If they continue in faith and charity as love and holiness with sobriety, with all sober. Praise the Lord. How many are thankful to the Lord this evening? We thank the Lord for giving us answers to. But if there are still some questions, you can bring them out. One of our prayer meetings, we can just run through it quickly, and we can answer those questions. Amen. My brother, come up here and give us one song, and let's put ourselves into prayer that the Lord gives us the wisdom, the courage, the knowledge to bring up our children in the fear of God. Amen. Amen.
In prisoner's chains with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas, let's pray that night, and in their pain began to sing. The chains were sang, I bless you,
your name.
I bless your name.
Oh, I bless your name.
I give you praise.
You are the light.
The truth and the way.
Some midnight hour, if you should find you in a prison in your mind,
reach out and pray.
Defy the chains. I bless your name. Hallelujah. I give you praise.
You are the life.
The truth.
Pray. We first will pray for our dear sisters, our wives and our sisters, that the Lord will give them that leadership, that courage, that love, that holiness, with all sobriety to hold on to their ministry. bringing up the children to the fear of God. Let's remember our sisters and our wives. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. Let us all pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we commit our dear wives, Lord, into your hands. Our sisters, oh God, into your hands. Father, we pray the Lord Jesus, oh Lord, that your hands will be upon them, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against any works. We come against any contrary. We come against any sickness, any hindrance, any obstacle. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let that way be paved, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Brother Mike, come and pray for us to close this. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for such a time like this with you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for opening our understanding, Lord, to thy word, Father. It has been a very sweet fellowship, Lord God. And the Bible says, where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in your midst. And this evening we realize that, Lord, you have been with us here, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord. We cherish you so much, Father. And whatever we have learned, Father, Lord, we thank you, Father. We pray, even Lord God, committing all our sisters into your hands, Lord, that, Father, Lord, you shall continue, Lord, to give them wisdom, Father. Even, Lord, in bringing up these lovely children that you have given unto them, Father. Give them strength, Lord, and courage, I pray, Father. Grant them understanding, O God. Sometimes, Lord God, they need strength, Father, Lord, to stand up against evil spirits that will rise up against these little ones, Father, Lord. Lord God, I pray for wisdom, Lord, spiritual wisdom, Lord, physical wisdom, I pray, Father, that your grace, Lord, shall impart upon them, that they try, Lord, to do their best, I pray, Father. Lord, especially, Lord, I pray for these little ones, Lord God. Let your grace be with them, Lord. When they go out, Lord, they mingle up, Lord, with different spirits, Lord. They mingle up with, Lord, bad spirit, Lord, and bad behaviors, Father. Lord, it takes your grace alone, I pray, Father. Let your power and your anointing rest upon them, Lord. Wherever they are, in school, outside school, with their friends' house, Lord God, let your fire of war be thrown around them, O God, and cause their guiding angels, Lord, to always be with them, Father, and to even to carry them in their hands, I pray, Father. Every evil eye that shall look at them, Lord God, let your hand pierce those eyes, Father. Every evil mouth, Lord, that shall come up against them, fill that mouth with your fire and consume them all, O God. I pray, Father, that your love, Lord, shall dwell in their hearts, Lord. It shall always grow up, Lord, to love you, Lord. It shall always grow up with only one concern, O God, and that is, Lord, being able, Lord, to please you, Father, Lord. Being able to worship you, Lord God. Being able to set up their minds, even as the Bible says, on things in heaven, when Christ Jesus is seated on the right-hand side of God Almighty. I pray for the children, O God, even in the womb, the unborn ones, Lord. The Bible says, Lord, John the Baptist, Lord, when he was in the womb, he was filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Oh, Lord, that you shall fill this little ones, Lord, with the Holy Ghost, Father. Bless them, O God, and shall kick in their mommy's womb, Lord, with joy, knowing that the hand of the Lord has been with them, Father. Bless even their parents, O God, the womb that carries them, Father. Give them strength, Lord, as they go about their duties, Father. I pray, Father, that you shall order their footsteps. When they climb their steps, Lord, when they walk down the way, Father, Lord, may you go before them, Lord. Remove every trap on their way. I pray that your glory, Lord, shall shine around them, O God. And when their time is due, Lord God, may you grant them a safe delivery, Father, Lord God. That all your glory, Lord God, shall be seen in your life, Lord. And we shall give you praise and we shall give you glory, Father. I commit, Lord God, everyone here into your hands, even the brethren who couldn't come, Lord, even our pastor, wherever he is, Lord, we lead them before you with the family, Father. Let your grace and anointing rest upon them all. Whoever is in their trouble right now, whoever is in their need right now, Lord God, I pray that you shall defend them right now, Father. If there's anybody sick, Lord, may you heal them, Lord. If there's anybody needy, may you provide for them, Father. If there's anybody sorry, Lord God, may you wipe away their tears, Lord, and put a smile on their face, oh God. Wherever they are, Lord, let your glory glory be with them, Father, tonight. As we leave here, Lord God, let your presence continue to go with us, Lord. As we go in our individual homes, Lord, may you be with us. In the night, Lord, may we dream about you, Lord. That we shall have a vision, Lord God, even about you, Lord, having a sweet fellowship in our dreams, Father. That when you do tarry, Lord God, and the morning is ours, Lord, we shall put all of us back on our feet again. And when you do tarry, Lord, we shall come back on Friday, Father, to give you praise and to give you glory. We thank you for such a wonderful meeting, Lord. Blessed be your name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. God, Richie, bless you, my precious brother. Thank the Lord. I thank you all of you, your prayers that I've been able, by his strength,
Amen.
Been able to stand.
Hallelujah.
It has not been easy, but I thank God that the Lord is always our strength.
Amen.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood he has saved me, and with his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. His power he has raised me. Tada. To God be the glory.